I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A senior Eritrean government official categorically denies religious repression and suggests the reports are exaggerated. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the government seems to be playing a game of semantics over the persecution.
They don't deny that there are Christians detained, but they call them members of new sects who are assembling illegally. So they're saying, we're not persecuting people because they're Christians. We are detaining people because they're criminals.
While they can't engage in open evangelistic work in Eritrea, they can send a shortwave radio Bible study broadcast into some of the military camps where Christians are being held. Next, clashes between ethnic groups in central Nigeria resulted in 19 deaths last week when a minibus was attacked by the militia. The Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee has workers in the area. They say that the government and church are working hard to stop the violence. However, the problem escalates because of extreme retaliation attacks. Many Nigerians have already fled the violence, pray that the scourge of conflict will be resolved before communities are destroyed. And Dave Tippett of Eternal Concepts, a part of Sammy Tippett Ministries, just returned from Romania. He and 21 Romanian students were together 2 weeks during discipleship training and outreach. Tippett says outreach is a natural response for believers.
Once he begins to develop a work in a person's life, it's going to be natural for them to look outward and to see where we can make a difference in this world. And so, to me, they go hand in hand. Being a follower of Christ, you can't separate the two.
In one drought-stricken city, they distributed water and shared the gospel. Pray that God would continue to penetrate the darker regions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.